Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In less than 1 week, the 12-member congressional so-called supercommittee faces a deadline to shave at least $1.2 trillion from the federal deficit. Otherwise, broad cuts will be triggered across federal agencies and programs. U.S. Senator John Kerry is on the committee, the only representative from Massachusetts on the panel. Though he brings decades of political experience to the task, his long run in the Senate, a presidential bid, some say his role on the supercommittee could help define his legacy. For more on that, here's WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov.
In one of the few public hearings of the supercommittee, Senator John Kerry indicated he wants to be bold. Instead of agreeing to the minimum budget cuts, he talked about three or four times that. In October, Kerry asked Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Elmendorf what would happen if the committee didn't make sweeping changes.
If we do simply $1.2 trillion or $1.5, which is the goal, and that's all we do, isn't it a fact that we're going to be back here in about a year or two or three at maximum dealing with the very same issues that are on the plate now about the unsustainability of our budget?
Yes, Senator, and I think you're certainly right.
In that hearing, Kerry talked about a possible $3 or $4 trillion deal that would include an increase in revenue from closing tax loopholes. It's unclear if his approach has any support on the committee. An agreement needs 7 of the 12 members to sign on before it moves to the House and Senate for an up or down vote.
I think the most interesting person on the panel right now is Senator Kerry.
Major Garrett is following the supercommittee for the National Journal, a Washington Beltway news magazine. Garrett says this could be John Kerry's moment.
I do believe ambition combined with legacy, and I don't mean ambition in a sort of pejorative way at all. I just mean, hey, I have a chance to make a real mark here. It sits there before him, and he might be enticed by it.
Enticing, maybe, but it would require him to take a big bite out of what he stood for. Federal programs he and other Democrats have long supported. But Garrett sees Kerry pushing the envelope.
I think he's playing the intellectual provocateur. Let's talk about these things. Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? Is it really impossible for us to restructure things in Medicare in a new way? Is it impossible for us to change the benefit structure through the Consumer Price Index for Social Security?
These types of cuts appear to be on the table for the supercommittee, and they're putting Kerry under intense lobbying pressure. At a recent rally of seniors against federal benefit reductions, Al Richardson, a retired pipe fitter from Abington, said his union has always supported Kerry. Now, Richardson says, the senator should remember that while he's contemplating cutting Social Security and Medicare.
He should be ashamed of himself for even thinking about this. I have no problem with the rich having all the money, but don't take it out of these guys here that are busting their hump. I'm 70 years old, and I hope to live a little longer. I need the money.
Richardson's union is among hundreds of groups lobbying Kerry and other members of the supercommittee. Massachusetts senior senator is even being lobbied by members of his own congressional delegation. Congressman Barney Frank wants the panel to slash military spending, an unpopular position among Republicans. Frank says he's had private talks with Kerry about the idea.
This is the budget of America, and I told him I thought it was very important that military spending reductions be a major part of this, or else to do effective deficit reduction, you devastate a whole lot of other things.
Frank wouldn't say if Kerry tipped his hand to indicate his plans. Kerry is one of the hardest committee members to read, says Major Garrett of the National Journal.
Kerry, forget it. He is totally radio silence on this. And for these sorts of endeavors to succeed, you need almost universal radio silence. And at least from his perspective, everything he's indicating publicly is he's working on the hard issues internally and saving all of his voice and powers of persuasion, whatever they are, for the inside work.
The inside work of the committee is a mystery. Kerry declined to be interviewed for this story, but his press secretary sent a written statement saying the senator is advocating for fairness and balance in the supercommittee's work. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.